Well, now all members of the United Nations Security Council have approved a US-Russia drafted resolution endorsing the cessation of hostilities, which has just come into force in Syria. The resolution also urges the UN Secretary General to resume Syria peace talks as soon as possible. Moreover, it calls for the formation of an international working group to expedite the swift delivery of humanitarian aid to all parts of Syria, including besieged areas. During the Security Council session, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, set March 7th as the date for the resumption of Syrian peace talks. The ceasefire deal comes as part of an agreement struck between the United States and Russia earlier this week. However, the truce accord does not apply to the United Nations designated terrorist groups, including Daesh and al-Nusra Front. Well, let's talk to Press TV's Mohammed Ali, our correspondent in Damascus. Mohammed, the cessation of hostilities deal has taken effect just a few minutes ago. What is the position of the Syrian government towards this ceasefire?
Yes, the Syrian government announced previously that it accepts being part of this ceasefire. It will be committed to it as long as all other parties, the foreign-backed militants and all of the groups there are also committed to it. The Syrian government made it clear that it will be facilitating any kind of act that would actually help establish a peaceful solution for the Syrian unrest. The Syrian government said it will be committed to the cessation of hostilities, as they named it. Just about 5 minutes ago, the deal has come into effect. We have to actually still wait and see how it will go on as the hours, perhaps, and the days pass. However, we have to note that this deal does not include the Qaeda-linked terrorists such as Daesh, ISIL, and also the al-Nusra Front. And over here, we have to note that the situation on ground across the country is a very complicated one. There are many areas in which some of the so-called moderate opposition groups are actually fighting alongside the al-Nusra Front. And this is where the issue comes complicated, actually. There are many areas where so-called moderate groups fighting on ground are allies with the al-Nusra Front. Nevertheless, as I told you, Kaveh, there are many areas that fighting will continue in where ISIL and Nusra Front are present. You have in eastern Aleppo, the eastern countryside of Aleppo, there is a lot of areas which ISIL controls. You have Al-Raqqa, parts of Deir al-Zor countryside, and even here in the capital, Damascus, in Khan al-Sheikh, for example, there are many areas where fighting will not stop because of the presence, of course, of al-Nusra Front and ISIL.
But of course, how much will the al-Nusra Front's announcement of rejecting this ceasefire somehow undermine the cessation of hostilities altogether?
Well, in general, we do not experts here do not expect that the al-Nusra Front will be actually accepting any kind of a ceasefire. There are even some opposition, so-called opposition moderate fighters on ground who actually rejected at the first place this deal, being part of this deal, because it does not include the al-Nusra Front, which exactly points out that to the fact that many of the so-called moderate fighters on ground are actually allies with al-Nusra Front and fighting alongside each other. However, we do not expect the Syrian government to stop fighting ISIL and al-Nusra across the country in the eastern countryside of Homs and al-Qaryatayn, in the eastern countryside of Aleppo, and also in some areas across around Damascus.
And of course, Mohammed, what have been the gains of the Syrian armed forces so far up until the ceasefire?
Well, the Syrian army has been making significant gains during the past month or two, particularly in the north and northeastern countryside of Latakia, taking control of large areas and defeating terrorists in some of their strongest, actually, fortifications in areas like Selma. The army over there has advanced and reached an area very close to the borderline with Turkey, and this is one of the aims was of the Syrian army over there. In Aleppo, northern countryside, there was huge advances for the Syrian army, in which many of the supply lines from Turkey to the city of Aleppo has been cut. You have also areas in the Homs countryside where the army also advanced towards al-Qaryatayn near the areas where ISIL also controls. So very important advances. And here the Syrian government officials have noted previously that every time the Syrian army advances significantly on the ground, Western countries start speaking of more humanitarian assistance to foreign-backed backed militants and of course to areas where foreign backed militants control, and to a ceasefire of violence. This is something that the Syrian army noted too. And finally, we have to note that the Syrian government, when it accepted in a foreign ministry statement this deal, it also pointed out and stressed the importance of not having more support coming in from borders to those militants as this ceasefire is in effect, in order for them not to strengthen their positions across the country.
All right, Press TV's Mohammed Ali reporting from Damascus. Thanks, Mohammed.